Jackson police have arrested 23-year-old Donald Brown of Akron in connection with a shooting at the Diamond Royale early Monday. Brown is charged with felonious assault and possession of a firearm in a liquor permit premises. Police say the 25-year-old victim was shot once and taken to Mercy Hospital for treatment. Prior to his arrest, police said Brown was cooperating with investigators. Jackson Township Police investigating another shooting. Chief Mark Brink says officers were called to a disturbance at a parking lot on Strip Avenue Northwest just before 9 Tuesday night. Officers discovered a shot was fired at one male by another who then left the scene. There were no reported injuries or damage. Brink says no further information will be released at this time. The suspect in a Canton shooting is in custody. 24-year-old Shaquan Wofford of Canton arrested Tuesday on warrants charging him with felonious assault and having weapons under disability. Police say Wofford fired several rounds at 22-year-old Marvion Williams of Canton November 10th, causing serious injuries. Wofford scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. A man died 10 days after a hit-skip crash in Canton. The Starr County Coroner's Office says 52-year-old Eugene Rogers died Saturday night at Mercy Hospital. Police say he was walking near Harmont Avenue and 34th Street Northeast November 28th when a westbound car hit him and left the scene. The 55-year-old driver from Massillon has since been identified and was not injured. No charges have been filed. The crash remains under investigation. Canton man has turned himself in after police say he struck a pedestrian and fled the scene. 33-year-old Brandon Bowen of Canton charged with leaving the scene of an accident. His vehicle allegedly struck 67-year-old James Hill on 12th Street near Court Avenue Northwest November 7th. The victim suffered serious injuries. Bowen was arraigned in Canton Municipal Court Tuesday. Posted bond and has been released. A September traffic stop in Goshen Township, now at the center of a jury trial in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Jury selection was Tuesday for 38-year-old Richard Kennedy of Virginia, who's accused of assaulting three Goshen police officers. Kennedy facing charges including assault, harassment by bodily substance, resisting arrest, and OVI. He rejected a plea deal Tuesday that called for a six-month sentence. Kennedy has been in the county jail for 3 months. He could face up to 4 years behind bars. Sisters of Charity Foundation of Canton has announced nearly $2 million in grants to 21 local organizations for the third and fourth quarters of the year. Funding will support community health, behavioral health, education, literacy programs, and capital projects. Big grants include $350,000 for Stark Housing Network's Workforce Initiative, $300,000 for Refuge of Hope, and $201,000 for child and adolescent behavioral health programs. Smaller awards will help groups with strategic planning, capacity building, and after-school programs throughout the county. Lexington Township trustees cleared several housekeeping items as they prepare to close out 2025. Zoning Inspector Jamie Raber reported the demolition of a house on Webb Avenue was completed November 30th in the township. It's been partially reimbursed for taking down another on Spruce Drive in September. Letters were sent to 11 property owners over junk and debris violations. The fire department logged 36 runs last month, bringing the yearly total to 530, while the Starr County Sheriff's Office handled 143 calls in the township. Trustees also set a $25 administrative fee for road salt provided to Stark Parks and moved the January 13th meeting to January 6th. Regular meetings will continue on the second and fourth Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and 9 a.m. Guilty plea by a woman charged with endangering children and failure to comply. Sentencing will be at a later date for 34-year-old Haley Delgado of Youngstown. She and 32-year-old Michael Mazzara were arrested in March after a chase involving Youngstown police. Officers responded to a fight on Rush Boulevard on the city's south side. Police say the two were outside a vehicle yelling at a man when Mazzara told Delgado to drive away. Police boxed in the car at Hillman and West Laclede Avenue. Officers later found a two-year-old girl alone inside the pair's West Philadelphia Avenue home. A magazine of ammunition and parts of two guns were in the vehicle. Mazzara pleaded guilty in April to child endangering. Sentencing is next month for a Youngstown man who admitted shooting into an auto repair shop in the city. 26-year-old Curtis Townsend pleaded guilty to a count of felonious assault. The man was wounded in the shooting in September 2024, which was reportedly after an argument over a car repair. Townsend is in the Mahoning County Jail on a parole violation stemming from a 2019 conviction for aggravated robbery. The man was hospitalized Saturday with a gunshot wound to his foot. Youngstown police say the victim told him he was asleep in a car when he was shot and has no recollection of where it happened or who he was with. He also had a graze wound on his hand. Officers were called to St. Elizabeth Health Center after a friend took the man in. His mother confirmed he had called her to report the injury but did not provide further details.